Previously on the Drive with Roland and Rochelet.
It is Friday, and on Fridays we like to talk about new music and to the people who make it. Welcome to the Friday Music Club. Today, this might be your new favorite. He's a man from Johannesburg at the moment. He is in Pretoria, which is where, by the way, he was a professional soccer player for the Amatux team. He also is kicking it with the beats and the production, DJ, producer, muso, and former professional soccer player from South Africa to the world. It's Leban, live from Pretoria. Welcome to Algoa Country. How's it going?
Oh, good, thanks. And how are you doing, man?
We're excited, dude. We're having a look at your new song today. But before we get to the new song, how did you go from kicking balls to kicking beats?
So actually, I used to train so hard to be where I was, and unfortunately, I got injured. I kept getting kicked.
Did no one tell them you're not supposed to kick the player? Yeah,
I've got quick feet, so I move the ball quickly, then I move the ball, and then they just decide, okay, let me kick him, don't catch him. So because I look like I'm not fast, but I actually can run pretty fast.
All right. Okay. Good. Well, now from quick feet to quick beats. Where did the music start?
So basically, when I was injured, I was depressed for a year, and I was sort of like just sitting in my room and not doing much. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, and I've always had a love for music. I actually bought a guitar to learn Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Nice.
And just from then, I got FL Studio, started playing guitar, and started writing music, and yeah, that's where the journey began.
And definitely, music can always take you out of a dark place. Always.
I was, and by that time, I was dealing with some personal issues as well.
Yes.
So it really took me out of where I needed to be.
We were actually talking recently to an artist from the UK, Passenger, and he was talking about the same thing, going through lockdown, going through a breakup, and processing his emotions through music. So it's interesting to me how you took, the ending of that career, that
dream,
and also the mental health challenge that comes with it and so forth, and shaped it through your music. And then how did that guitar playing turn electronic?
It was so crazy. I just saw one of my friends producing on FL Studio, and my advice to any artist starting out would be to start on FL Studio and just learn FL Studio and watch YouTube videos. And that's what I did. I'm a self-taught artist. I've taught everything to myself that I know. And I feel like YouTube is your best friend. You just have to learn. It gets better. Like, the first part isn't fun to learn all the things, but it gets better. Just enjoy yourself.
True story.
Right. I love that. And just to talk about music, you have a couple of projects lined up. Can you tell us a little bit about it without giving it away?
Yeah, I can't give away too much.
Why? We won't tell anyone. Who's listening, really?
So my first debut single as Castellano, when I was signed to Valuable African Music, I did a song with a guy named Kumo Lef that went number one on Tux FM.
Brilliant.
For 6 weeks. I'm doing 3 tracks on my new album with him. And there's a guy from Australia I'm doing some work, and a guy from the UK.
Mm. All right. So from
you... I'm not mentioning names.
Great. Right. Are we okay with that? Okay?
Well, as long as you let us know when the time is right. So, but I love this story. I love the story of from sort of ashes rising again, and then starting
like
just...
Like a phoenix,
learning in your room virtually, maybe on your phone, even on a YouTube thing and on your laptop.
I used to have an iPhone, and I downloaded GarageBand. You just used to play with melodies, and eventually I started hearing music like right before I would go to sleep. I'd watch Max Martin, the guy who produced Blinded by the Lights for The Weeknd.
Right.
Yes.
I used to watch a lot of his videos, and just how he would wake up in the middle of the night. That's how he made that song for Britney Spears. He had that in a dream, and then he woke up and he put it into it. So that's what I like to do. Like when I'm just sleeping or anything and I hear a melody, I wake up immediately, jump to the laptop, put it in, and then go back to sleep.
So no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you can walk into music just like Leban did. Now we're going to play your song, at least tell us about it. It's called My Name, the track that's getting first play on Algoa FM today. Tell us about the track.
So basically, the track is actually very important to me because it's actually unfinished. So basically what happened is in lockdown, I made the song and I was working on it, and then my computer crashed.
Oi. Oh.
And I lost all the projects. And I had that take that I took out first. And then I said, like, do I want to this or do I? Because that's when I really found who I am, because I changed my name a lot. Okay. And that's another piece of advice I offer to the artists out there. Stick, choose one name and stick to it.
Right.
Don't pick different names.
Speaking of which, so where do we find...
And that didn't work for me. It didn't work.
Well, where do we find you now? Spell it for us and tell us where we find you online.
You can find me anywhere online, and you can find me, I am Leben. I_am_LEBEN
All
on Instagram, Facebook, everything.
He's from Joburg. He's in Pretoria at the moment, from kicking balls to kicking tunes on the air on Algoa FM. Leben, thanks for joining us on the Friday Music Club.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
On air.
Online
and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.